The following shiur has been presented by Harav Gershon Bess, Rav of Congregation Kehilas Yaakov of Los Angeles, California, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Moed Katan Daf Chafal from the Bay, 7 lines down, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, Havel Gimel Yom Rishonim, also B'Shei L'Sholim. At the first 3 days of Avelus, it's also for B'Shei L'Sholim. Mishloisha V'Shiva, Meshiv V'Mishayot. And from the third day on, the fourth till the seventh day, then if somebody says Shalom to the Ovel, he can respond. Hashem can, he cannot initiate Shalom. Mikan Ve'elach, Shoyul U'meshiv Kedarkai. However, after the Shiva, so then he's allowed to initiate Shalom, because after the Shalom, he can initiate Shalom to others, because they're sorry with Shalom. However, he is not the one who's also to be Shoyul Shalom to an Ovel, even after Shiva, and on Shar Krovim, it's Tef Lamed, that it's also Shel Shalim, and after, for a person who's an Avlo of the Imai, then the Shir is that for Yud Beis Chodesh, one is also to ask Shel Shalim. The first 3 days of Avelos, even if somebody mistakenly is Shel Shalim of the Avlo, Kabbal is not supposed to respond with a Shalim, but he's supposed to say, I'm an Ovel and I'm also B'Shei L'Sholim. However, after the first 3 days, if somebody says to him Shalom, he's allowed to respond. And after Shiva, he can initiate. However, others are not supposed to be Shoyul B'Shloim Mo'i for the 30 days or for the Yud Beis Chodesh, because he is not Shoyul the Shalom. And that's the way it's worked out in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah says that the minig is the Yesh Mekilin Ha'idna and Shin Pei Heis. Aleph, the Ramah says, the Yesh Mekilin Ha'idna B'Shei L'Sholim Ha'ovon La'ach Elamit, that someone knowing to be Mekel to be Shoyul L'Sholim of an Ovel after 30 days Ve'ein Tam Lahem, and there is no Sfara and Lo Shi'achal Kuloimar Shezeh Masha'an and Noyig Yim Loim Mikri Shei L'Sholim, that the way we say Shalom today is not considered a Sheva Shalom Kamo like it was in the Sheva Shalom Shibi Mayhem in the days of Chazal. However, the Kedaja brings from the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham, by the Halachas of the 9 days, the Halachas of Tisha B'Av, asks on the Ramah, how could one say that the Sheva Shalom nowadays is different than then? And the Gemara says that the Sheilo Shalom was Shalom Alecha Rabbi, and that's the way we say Shalom today also. And therefore, the Peshutta, the Magen Avraham, argues on the Heter of Sheilo Shalom to an Avol. Maaser the Shach also says that the reason can't be because the Sheilo Shalom, the Zman Hazeh, is different than it was in the time of Chazal. Because if that would be the case, then the Chayru should be Mutter for an Avol to be Sheilo B'Shalom Achayim, or for others, rather, to be Shoyul Shalom of the Avol, even Tef Lamed, if it's not considered a Sheilo Shalom. And the halacha is, and he says, the Moshav says, you don't find any Pesach who says that it's mutter to have be Shoyul Shalom of an Avol, Tef Lamed. However, it's interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan, Taka says, that brings down this Shach, that higher then it should have been a heter even Teich Lamed, and therefore that's a difficult reason to be mazda the minig ha'olam, why there shall be shalom after Lamed. However, the Rosh Hashulchan says in Kumdan Umtumadi, Sha'ach Shav Gam B'Teich Lamed Ein Nizarim B'Zeh, that nowadays the Rosh Hashulchan says it seems that people are not nizar, and even Teich Lamed people are shal the shalom of the Ovel. And maybe that's Taka the reason that we don't consider the Sheol Shalom that we have today like the Sheol Shalom that it was in the Zman of Chazal. And therefore, that would be the yishuv of the minig olam, where people are sheryl b'shleim of an avel, even toich lamed of avelus of shakrozim and of the imas. The Ramah in Shin Pehei in Yerodea on the Machaber says that in the place of the minigus be shoyl b'shleim aveilim on Shabbos, so then one is allowed to be shoyl. So there were some places that the minig was to be noyig to be shoyl b'shleim aveilim on Shabbos, and in some places the minig was to be machfer. And the Kilin held that it was a shayla of Hesia, of Avelos for Hesia, if there wouldn't be shayla shalom on Shabbos. The Ramah says, v'asa v'shleich monos la'avel alav v'imai kol yibei shayish. That it's forbidden to give gifts to an avel, kol yibei shayish, if a person is an avel al-avel v'imai. And he says that even on Shabbos, in a place where the minig is not to be shayla shalom, you can't give a gift on Shabbos to an avel. However, in the places where the minig is to be shoyl the shalom of an avel on Shabbos, then it's mutter to give a gift to an avel. In other words, the Ramah is teaching us that giving a gift is like an expression of a shayla shalom. And therefore, since an avel is also to be shoyl shalom of an avel called Yibes Chedesh, the male is also to give matanis to an avel also called Yibes Chedesh. And in the place where the minig is to be shoyl, the shleim of an avel on Shabbos, it would be mutpak to give matanis to an avel on Shabbos. So kipshutai, since the halacha is that an avel is permitted to be shoyl b'shleim achirim, the halacha should be that it would be mutpak for an avel to give matanis to others. Because an avel is allowed to be shoyl. After Shiva, already an avel is allowed to be shoyl b'shleim achirim. Because came Shurim Shalem. However, the Bach says that there is, it seems like there's an Iser of, for a Ovel to give Matanis to others, because it says in Hilchos Megillah, the halacha is that, that in Yesh Nishayim Meshah Ovel Chayim L'Shleich Manis. Some say that an Ovel is allowed to give shlach manis, because since that's the mitzvah that he has to do, mevela he has to do it. I say, and it's not to the fact of the chiyuv of shlach manis, there will be a problem with shlach of sending shlach manis to for an avel to send. L'chayre, if the yisur of sending manis is only a problem because it drives like shlach shalim, so why should be a question that an avel shouldn't be chayiv to send shlach manis? Of course he would be Mechayev. What would be the reason not to? So from here, the Brach says, it would seem that the Easter of sending monies is not only an Easter to send to an Avul, but also it's also for an Avul to send to others. However, Chayre Kipshitai and Ramah and Hilchos Avelos only brought down the Easter of sending a gift to an Avul. Hashem, he didn't mention the Easter of an Avul sending a gift. Since the Maisa, the Ramah saying, it's totally in the dinner, Sheila Shalom. So if Shute from the Ramah, we would say that it's Mashma, that the Easter of giving gifts is only to an Avul. But an Avul himself is allowed to give gifts. And that's the way a number of Afrain and Takapastim, that the Easter of gifts is only an Easter of to give to an Avul. However, for an avul to give a gift is permitted. They would learn that Mishlerech Manos Be'etzem is a big simcha. It's a great simcha of to be magdal the reyus, the avon reyus, benish l'reyum. And therefore they held that it's not for the fact that an avul is mechuyev in it, it would be also for him to be Isaac in this kind of simcha. Ramah says that Avraham shalchem le'avol kol yibes chaydish, but to an avol you don't send mishlach mamas all yibes chaydish. K'moshi's bar b'yaradeya simchim behei ayin sham, as it says in the Yaradeya that you don't give mamas to an avol yibes chaydish, and he says k'moshi's bar b'yaradeya simchim behei. So here in our Chayim, in Siman Kaf Reish Tzadik Vav, here we have Machlokes among the Avraham and the Taz, how to learn up this Ramah when he means to say, Kamoshi is Barbi or this in Shin Pehe. The Taz learns that the Ramah means to say that the Isser, since the Isser of Vishleich Manas is totally in the Isser of Shela Shali, and since nowadays the minig is to be Shadol, Vishleim of Avon, after Shloshim, Turkey Beis Chayish, so then Ramah means to say that nowadays it's mutter taka to send shlach manis to an avol after shloshim tochi v'shloidish, because since we're makel on she'ela shalom, we're makel also on giving of matanis. However, the Magen Avraham argues, and the Magen Avraham says, when the Ramah meant to say like it says in Shin Pei Hei, he didn't mean that it says in Shin Pei Hei Sif Aleph, that nowadays we're made to be Shael Shleim, Avelim after Shleishim. Adurab, as we mentioned earlier, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tishabov, Taka argues on the Ramah and Paskins that Shael Shleim is Taka also even of Tofi Beis Chodesh. But rather, the Magen Avraham learns that the Kavana of this Ramah is to say that just like the Ramah said in Shin Pei Hei Sif Gimel, that in a place where the minig is to be shayel b'shleim aveilim on Shabbos, it's mutter to give monies to an avil on Shabbos. So since we paskin that aveilus is not noyeg, Ramah paskined earlier that aveilus is not noyeg on Purim, Meila, since aveilus is not noyeg on Purim, therefore it will be mutter even during the weekdays to be send mishleich monies to an avil. It's just like on Shabbos that Avelos is not noyeg. We are makel on Shela Shalom, and we're makel on giving mamas, giving matanes. So too, the didon that we paskin on Purim that Avelos is not noyeg, since Avelos is not noyeg, it's mutter to Shela Shalom of the Avol, and it also would be mutter to give Mishleich Manes to the Avol. But Avada not on Purim, it would still remain also to give monies to an avol teich beis chodesh and surely teich lamed. The Mishnah Berurah is seen when we look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says k'moshi's barbi or dia simin shin pehe. So Mishnah Berurah sifkot nechavalo says kavanose lahayres ivamokin shinogu lahata lishol bishleimam. In a place where the minig is to be shayel b'shleimam, mutter l'shleich lahem monos, gam kein b'tochi beis chodesh. You can send monos tochi beis chodesh, avoloi b'tochi shloshim, but not during shloshim. Avoloi yisro kulam minei simcha, but nevertheless, should not send special simcha tikka things to the avol. So the pashtus of the lashon of the mishnah seems to be like Taz, that he's saying that nowadays, that the minig is to be shoyel v'shloimam of aveilim after shloishim, so then it should be mutter also to give monies to give monies to an avol after shloishim. However, in the Sharatzion he says it's the Karm Chavgim Sharatzion. He says the makor of this din is the Magen Avraham. So we have to learn that the pshat of the Mishnah really means that v'noy teichi beis chodesh to be makel. It means to say that on Purim, Tarifi Beis Chodesh will be mutter to send monies to a avol on Purim. However, Tarif Shloshim, there is quoting a Derech HaChaim that says that Tarif Shloshim, still one should not give monies to an avol. The MS in Svarta is very misaver the way that Magen Avraham learns rather than the Taz. Because what's the chayr of the svara to be makel on Shela Shalom? Even though the Shach says disagrees, but the Maisa the Ramah says that the reason why they're noyeg to be makel on Shela Shalom is because the way that we say Shalom nowadays is not the same way that they said Shalom is Man Chazal. However, if we say that there's an Isur of Mishleach Manos that's sending a gift to an avol is considered like a shel shalom, so then there shouldn't be a difference between the time of the Zman Chazal or today. because the nice of giving a gift is a way of creating a kiruv and a, like a shiru shalom to the other. So even we'll say that the way that we say shalom today, either the nusach or the chashivas we give to the shalom, is not the same as it was in Chazal, but as far as Matonis is concerned, that kipshita still remains the same. So therefore, even if you taka a mekel on shiru shalom bizman hazeh, after shloshim, but we would only be make on the shiru shalom, which is not the same as it was with Van Chazal. But since giving gifts is considered like a shiru shalom, so then that didn't change this one as it. Because the same way gifts then is considered like shiru shalom. Today also it's like a shiru shalom. And therefore it's not a very mistaber the way this word is passing like the Mogen Avraham. And even though we're noyeg to have shiru shalom this one as it, say after shloshim, and according to the Archa Shulchan, it says from Domani that we say shalom to a novel even during the week, after Shiva. However, as far as Matonis is concerned, that taka would be usher in this manaset. And that's what Saka Meduik in the Archa Shulchan in Hilchos Aveilus. After the Archa Shulchan says in Hilchos Aveilus that King Domani, the minute is to be shoyl b'sholim, even after Shiva, he brings then the name of the Ramah that says that on Shabbos, the minig is to be in a place where the minig is to be shol sholem, monis is mutter. And then he says that avobokam shinogu lishol gam zen mutter, in a place where the minig is on Shabbos to be shol is mutter. And he says ubechoyel aser, but during the week it's aser. Okay, why during the week it's aser? He just said before that the minig is to be shol b'sholem of an avo, even during the week. After Shiva, there are shloshim, two shloshim, and three would be chaydesh. So you see that even though he held that shela sholem, bizman hazeh, tak is different than the shela sholem that it was on, was bizman chazal. However, as far as giving a gift is concerned, which that's considered like a shela sholem, that there's no difference today of bizman chazal, and that's what he says, that it's the chayil, it's also the whole year to give gifts to another.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.